Brad, he's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair, and that is Senate Republican President Len Fasano. Senator, good morning. Welcome to Brad and Dan.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to the both of you. Before I forget, happy Thanksgiving. May you have a great Thanksgiving week.
Well, and the same to you and your family, Senator. Happy Thanksgiving. And how about those Yale Bulldogs, Senator?
How about those Bulldogs, huh? Well, they did a great job. What's amazing is the last time they won the Ivy League outright was so long ago that I was a senior playing for Carm Cosa. That's how long it's been, 1980.
Wow.
So it was a real long time ago, yeah.
So you were on the last championship team then?
Yep. On the last outright championship team, yep.
Wow.
Back in 1980.
Well, wow. Now you need a helmet and complete gear to operate at the Senate. I want to tell you, I can't believe what Governor Malloy was talking about you to retake lawmaking 101. I mean, we still don't have the right budget.
You know, this guy just can't help himself. I really mean that. He cannot help being arrogant. He cannot help being his ego. Just cannot help it. Yesterday, late afternoon, he said, oh, by the way, I think the budget's in a deficit. And if we hit a certain percent, 1% of the total budget, roughly $200 million, if we're in deficit, $200 million, he gets to rewrite the budget and bring it back to the legislature. Yesterday, he made up expenses, literally made up expenses, came back and said, oh, by the way, we hit that threshold, so I get to rewrite the budget and send it back to you guys. Because he's been irrelevant, and he is, and because he's a lame duck, and he is, he can't help himself. So when we passed a bipartisan budget, for better or for worse, bringing confidence to the markets, for the bonding market, bringing confidence to constituency, bringing confidence to the businesses that we've been talking to, big businesses who really wanted us to reach a deal so that they could continue to invest in Connecticut, this governor goes out of his way to create expenses, so it puts us into a deficit in his mind. It is absurd. And that's the reason why the state's in so much trouble, is because of his leadership, which is all about ego.
Senator, which expenses did he create?
So he said there should be an expense in the adjudication account because of the Roland case. That the Roland case is going to cause some payments by the state. That was a case that the state settled.
Right.
And therefore, the budget didn't have anything, so we need to put that in there. And the second thing is this case against DCF called the WANF case. And he's saying we didn't put enough money in those programs. He believes it's short by $10 million. First of all, in the WANF case, there's no numbers that you have to put in. It's programs. And we covered all the programs. And we asked the AG if we covered the programs, the Attorney General. And he said, you're fine. Secondly, with respect to the settlement of the Roland case, in the governor's budget, he never put any money in for the Roland case. And those are individual cases that will be settled over time. And the payments could be over time. He just made up two numbers so he could trigger this issue, so that he can say, good, I get to rewrite the budget again and send it back to the legislators. It's ego.
Well, you know something? Let me say this to you, Mr. Fasano. Up in Enfield, I was born and raised in that town, and we tried to get, or Dan did, tried to get the town manager on yesterday on the program, and
the upshot is, you know, Senator, the governor, with his Friday afternoon dump, suddenly decides he's going to penalize municipalities in total to the tune of $91 million in funding, and Enfield is going to get whacked. Their property taxes may have to go up because now they're short by over $2 million in state money they were expecting. West Hartford the same. And I'm sure you're hearing from your constituents about this surprise move by the governor, this sneak attack on Friday.
That's what's happened, and we can't get the guy from Enfield on here.
So you got two issues, right? You got the one which was the Friday dump. You're absolutely right. He comes out and decides that
he's going to screw municipalities. And he did much more than that. He did much more than that. Let's be clear. He was very mad over some move that urban legislators, Republicans all believe, which was to close down the juvenile detention center and move it over to judiciary, because there's been so many problems in the juvenile detention center. Commissioner Katz, who's the head of DCF, didn't like that. He didn't like that, but it went through. So what does he do? There's something called, there's this juvenile group that gets together to help out kids. He cuts $300,000 from that program out of spite, out of spite. Look, when you're a leader, you carry a great responsibility to the folks that you lead, in this case, the state of Connecticut. And this guy believes he is more powerful than anybody. And how dare you do something against his wishes? So he punishes people. And that's wrong. And if this legislature doesn't stand up to an outgoing, lowest rating governor in the state of Connecticut, who has put Connecticut on the track of failure, then they need to get out of the way if they're not willing to speak up. We need to change this budget, correct his vindictiveness, and get it back on the right track. That's what we need to do.
Can you do that?
Senator Looney and Bob Duff, I worked with them very well. They're having a press conference regarding Trump's budget in Washington. Forget Trump's budget in Washington. You got a problem at home. Forget about standing up and trying to be a divisive group of people in Washington. They're divisive enough in Washington. If they believe in a budget that hurts people should be stopped, they should be talking about this budget, this governor, not about something they have no ability to change other than try to do a Trump bashing. Stand up and talk about this budget as leaders and say, we're going to go in, we are going to undo this, this is wrong. That's what they should be saying.
Well, you know something, we got to do something for the people. Come on.
Exactly. And this governor doesn't care. It's about him.
Well,
if someone say it's all about him.com, it is all about who he is. And he's so upset he was left out of budget negotiations. And he's so upset he was a non-player and his own party ignored him, that this is what he does. He's like a spoiled child. And it's sad because he's a leader of the state. And I tried to give him as much respect as I could. And I tried not to be condescending to him or be too critical. But after what he did on Friday and what he did on yesterday, I'm sorry. You know, his office told us what they were going to do with the budget, and they didn't do that. Now they've lied, and they've never lied to me before. So I don't know what's going on other than he's panicked because he's got no legacy whatsoever. He has no legacy with the criminal justice. He has no legacy with education. He's got no legacy with the budget. Hillary went away, so he's got no legacy to go with Hillary. He's lost. So he's trying to find something, and it's sad.
So let me get this straight, because for people who don't know, the legislature in this budget had given the governor the parameters to address this $91 million in cuts, and none of them were in the area of municipalities. The governor is denying that, though. What do you say to that?
Well, that he doesn't know how to read a budget. Because what you do is you do the budget, and then you give a policy, which are the line-by-line breakouts of what you could do to achieve that goal. And we put that in there. So with the renter's rebate program, that wasn't funded. We said, okay, look, let's fund it. This is how you're going to fund it. And he ignored it. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got Ben Barnes. Ben Barnes is his OPM secretary. Very smart guy. Guy who knows the budget inside out. Not as good as my person, but pretty close. And he could read exactly what we did. And they know what we did. They're trying to pretend. And sure, if you're going to close your eyes, and let's say they didn't know, which is an impossibility in my view. Call. Can't call up and say, hey, guys, where'd you think the savings was going to come from? I'll bet you right now that the two numbers I told you made up, DCF,
yeah,
and or the 1F case, and the settlement Roland case, I'd like to know whether I ever reached out to the attorney general's office, who's in charge of those areas, and said, by the way, does this budget screw that up? Do we need to put in more money for 1F so we're not in trouble with the federal court? And do we need to put some money away for Roland? I will bet dollars to donuts that he never made that call. Because it's not about that. He doesn't care. His goal was to put the budget in deficit. Now, he writes a letter. The way it kind of works, he's got to write a letter to the comptroller and say, do you agree with my analysis? And I'm writing a letter to the comptroller saying, you know what? Why don't you go talk to the AG and find out if this is true or not? That's what we should be doing.
Yeah. Well, this is a never-ending battle. But what you're saying is, should the legislature then go back into session and address this issue as far as the cuts to the municipalities are concerned?
We need to go back into session, fix that issue, get rid of his vindictiveness that he placed in the new budget or his changes to the budget.
Senator.
And let him know we are in control, not him.
Senator. You've got to do this. You truly, that would be a profile in courage. You've got to do it because the people want it. They don't understand it all, but we have to show it to them and we have to do it for them.
I agree.
Senator, thanks for calling. Always a pleasure chatting with you. And again, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
And congratulations on your turkey drive. You do phenomenal for those who need. Good job, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. Take care.